What do you see when you first look at this piece? There is a lot of things you could see, like the detailed intricacies of the face, or maybe the way the artist made the person depicted in the picture look like they were made out of Buddhist temples and statues. There are many interesting things about this piece, just titled The Zen Temple of Techno by Du Kun. For instance, did you know that this painting is actually depicting a real person? That person is Julia Govor, who was born in Russia and is a leading artist in the techno music industry. One interesting part of the painting that shows how Du Kun still represents the artist is in the Buddhist that is on the nose. If you look closely, you'll see it's holding a microphone, which helps to represent the fact that Julia Govor is a musician. The painting is also very detailed and intricate, giving it an aura of regality. This is a way that Du Kun shows the respect for Julia Govor while still keeping the painting unique. The base of the person is covered in moss, giving it an ancient look, but the face is not covered, which makes it seem like the person is still to be respected and revered, despite how old they may be. Despite the darkness in the center of the painting, the dull but beautiful tones of the background still draws attention to the center, giving the painting a mysterious but powerful feel. I really like this painting because it has ancient architecture and religious representation with a modern addition. I also like the fact that this painting seems like it comes from a different time period, while still being very appealing. Finally, I like how every time you look at this piece, you see something new and interesting that makes you appreciate the piece and the work Du Kun put into it even more. This has been Andrew Ely with another Bulldog Art Tour.